Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. It is Friday, and you've made it. You made it through another work week, and I hope you're looking forward to joining us Sunday morning at 9:30 or 11 at Sugar Hill Church. As always, you can find us streaming on live at live.sugarhill.church. Today, let's tackle part two of Sticks and Stones. So if you missed yesterday's podcast, it's pretty short. It's under 4 minutes, but it's part one of today's conclusion. So I invite you to go back and check up on that. So as we pick up from yesterday, maybe you're thinking, okay, Pastor, you've made your point. I need to make some changes on the way I use my tongue, blah, 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 blah. But how do I actually do that? Well, maybe you've tried to make some changes in your speech, but it ended up in failure. And you want to know how you can do it and succeed this time. Well, how do we transform the tongue? You see, changing the way we speak or what we speak begins with a change in the heart. Jesus said in Matthew 15:18, but what comes out of the mouth comes from the heart, and this defiles a man. The heart influences the tongue. When it is full of anger, selfishness, envy, pride, and all the other ugly stuff that can invade our hearts, we are affected in everything we do. I heard a joke some kids played on their grandpa. They found him asleep on the sofa in the living room, and one of the kids got the bright idea to spread some Limburger cheese in Grandpa's mustache. So after a while, Grandpa woke up and began to smell that Limburger cheese and said, "Something in this living room stinks." He went into the kitchen, still smelling the Limburger cheese in his mustache, and said, "Something in this room stinks." Finally, he stuck his head out the back door and says, "Ah, the whole world stinks." Some of us, I think, have Limburger cheese in our hearts. The problem is not out there. It's within us. Something needs to change within us. Our focus needs to be transformed. Instead of looking for the bad in a situation, look for the good. Instead of being preoccupied with self-interest, we need to focus on others instead. Changing our hearts is a good place to start. We need to think before we speak. You know what the scripture says in James 1:19-20? My dearly loved brothers, understand this. Everything must be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger, for man's anger does not accomplish God's righteousness. Do you remember the little acrostic I gave you yesterday? T is for true, H is for helpful, I is for inspiring, N is for necessary, K is for kind. If what you are about to say doesn't pass that simple test, don't say it. Think before you speak. Tap into God's help. This help is available to us. Who can tame the human tongue? Jesus can. Jesus is in the business of transforming lives. You see, Paul reminded us in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Old things have passed away, and look, new things have come. Countless lives have been transformed through Christ. Jesus specializes as a change agent, so let him do his work in your life and let him transform your tongue. On this Friday, just know, we are here for you at Sugar Hill Church. Thanks for joining us so much. It just means the world to us that you would listen to these podcasts. We look forward to seeing you Sunday morning at 9:30 or 11. And by the way, you can grab my blog at achuckallen.com. And on that, you can get the Four for Friday. You can get the weekday podcast. You can even get last Sunday's sermon replay. God bless you. See you Sunday. Bye now.